Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, we actually have a mother and daughter fitness team. Two absolutely adorable. I feel funny saying that about a mother and daughter. It's like it's okay to say it about one person, but a mom and a daughter, I'm going to say it anyway. They're adorable. These two ladies live in Nashville. They have the cutest accent, but they really have a strong passion for fitness and for helping others. They also have a unique story as well about the fact that in their professional background, they were both high school math teachers. That's interesting in and of itself. Mom and daughter were both high school math teachers and then kind of encountered some financial issues and struggles, near bankruptcy, if I remember. And then they ended up going into fitness to earn some quick money, but it became something that became very fulfilling for them, not only because they're personally passionate about fitness and helping others, but also they found that probably because of what I just said, because of their passion, because it's what they wanted to do, they were actually earning a really great income. And one of the reasons I've shared this in some of our other recent shows, I'm going to be making sure we interview a lot of individuals, and particularly women, who have found success by pursuing their passion for fitness, for nutrition, for health and wellness, and pursuing that as a way to make their income, whether it's a supplemental income, part-time income, or full-time income, allowing them to leave maybe a job that wasn't fulfilling, but maybe a job that was also creating so much stress and taking so much joy out of their lives that now that they're doing what they really love, they've decreased the stress in their lives and improved just overall happiness and life ROI, as I call it. So you're going to hear, we're going to have a lot more of these interviews with successful women entrepreneurs in the fitness, health, wellness, nutrition, maybe even medical space, because I feel strongly about sharing with all of you that there is potential. If you don't love your job, if you hate your job, if it's draining you, that's creating an inordinate amount of stress in your life. And stress is something that can be probably one of the biggest negative impacts to what you're trying to achieve in the gym, what you're trying to achieve with your eating. And therefore, I really want to make sure that we bring a lot of folks like Kim and Kaylee on the show and have you listen and learn from them and see, hey, this is a real possibility for me, whether it's starting my own business, having a product, selling it online, providing coaching services, counseling, whatever it is. There's any number of things that you can do. But we need more women out there pursuing their dreams, and we need more people really focusing on stress reduction. And that's what pursuing your passion can do. So tune in. You're going to love hearing from these two. There's some great fitness tips in here, real actionable insights that you can start applying right away. And again, I know that you're just going to fall in love with these ladies. They have such spirit and such drive. And again, a really unique story on how they got into the business. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview with Kim and Kaylee of Sori Fitness. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today we welcome from Nashville, I have Kim and Kaylee from Sori Fitness. I'm so excited about this show. Kim and Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Kelly. We're really excited to be able to talk on the podcast today.
And I have to tell everybody, when I first got them on the line, I had to say it, and I'm sure you're going to notice, they have the best. They're from Nashville, which is one of my favorite places in the country that has some of the best food and, of course, music. Haven't been there in ages, but now that I've talked to them for a while, they have the best accents, and now I'm dying to get back to Nashville for a trip. So I actually remember one of the last times I was in Nashville getting lost, but but that's a whole other story. So I digress. We're going to dive right in. And I'm, as I shared in the introduction here, Kim and Kaylee are a mother-daughter fitness team of just passion, energy, excitement. They've got a great blog. We're going to link up to that at the end of the show. But every time I have somebody on the show for the first time, and in this case, the two of you, I always like to ask and have you kind of share with our listeners, when was it for you that you first started? And it might be in your cases that it didn't happen at the same time. I'm curious, when did you both get into, you know, becoming interested in fitness, become interested in really leading a fitness and a healthy lifestyle? When was that for you?
This is Kim. For me, it was probably Denise Austin, Tammy Lee Webb,
I remember
collage video, The Firm, and Kaylee and my nephew would always watch me do Denise Austin in the den, and they would often join me doing Denise Austin's yoga. So I would say that's when we first started working out together and got the bug to do fitness together. And then I think later Kaylee saw
I saw P90X on an infomercial, and I was just like, this is awesome, because it had the calendar, it had the workouts, it had the meal plans, and that was something we never had seen before. So I was like, we should try this. And I think we made it like maybe 2 weeks in, and it was a little bit harder than we thought. So we slipped, but that was kind of how, you know, we got into it together.
Yeah, we still didn't give up then. We did send it back. Sorry, Tony, but we sent it back. And then we saw another infomercial for, was it Turbo Fire or Chalene Extreme?
I think we saw both, but we started with Chalene Extreme because we saw that it was still weights, which we both really liked. And the workouts were only like 30 to 40 minutes versus P90X, which were like 60 to 90, which is why we kind of had to stop doing that.
Interesting. And by the way, it's funny, you know, you bring up a good point, and I think that you can probably touch on this because, you know, you guys are both involved with Beachbody, which is a great organization. I have purchased pretty much every, I think just about every workout that's come out. I love Body Beast. I mean, I could go through all of them. And I'm also a fan. It's funny that you brought that up, Kim, collage video and The Firm. I mean, those were, I wasn't into Denise Austin, but I loved The Firm workouts. I was obsessed with collage video. That's how I found out about Kathy Friedrich. She's somebody I still use religiously when I train at home, but I also have from Beachbody, I've got Body Beast. I was not a fan of Chalene Extreme. Is that what it's called? Chalene Extreme?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Chalene Extreme, but I'm obsessed with Turbo Fire. Still love it. I was also not a fan of Pio, but a whole, and I'm bringing this up for a reason. I'm going somewhere with this. So don't worry. I'm going to tie it down here in a second. Everybody else loved Pio. I love Body Beast. I have insane. I have pretty much everything from Shaun T. I also bought P90X, and I really like Tony Horton, but I found, you know, I didn't end up doing the workouts, and I don't know why. The reason I'm bringing this up just as a point, and I'm curious what you, if you run into this with clients of yours and people that you coach. We really feel, I really feel at Fitfluential, and this is why we chose the tagline, everybody's got to find their own fitness, right? And that means like what works for me is not going to fire up somebody else. Somebody might love Zumba. Somebody might love whatever the Shaun T workout is that he put out that's the dance kind of stuff. Somebody might love P90X. We didn't love it. Somebody loves shorter workouts. You've got to find what you enjoy and what you love, because ultimately I think that's one of the key factors to success. If you're doing fitness as a punishment with an extreme diet, we're going to talk about diet today too. If you're doing it as an extreme diet and saying, oh, this is what I have to do, and I'm going to pick this workout program because I know it's punishing, it's going to be awful, but it's going to make me lose weight, you're not going to stick with it. Do you agree that it's really important to find something that you love versus what might be hot at the time? Like, hey, if you love kickboxing, who cares if everybody's saying HIIT training is the best, most efficient way to do it? If you really want to do an hour-long kickboxing workout and that's what you love, do it. Do you agree?
Yes, totally, totally, totally. And I mean, it's something that we really want our clients to be able to do forever. And so if you're doing something that you absolutely hate because it's, you know, what everybody else is doing, you're never going to stick with it. And we want it to feel like, I mean, you're going to do this every day, hopefully, most days. And so it should be something that's rewarding. We just had a new program come out It's called 80 Day Obsession. And mom and I both were just like not in the right mindset to tackle it. Like we didn't want to go on to that obsessed mindset. And so we're actually doing a lot of yoga right now because it's something that we enjoy.
Yeah, I totally agree. Thinking about what you have to do for a lifetime, because I was on that insanity thing too. People were jumping on the bandwagon and you've got to get up and work out first thing in the morning, you know, to get it done. And so I was teaching at the time and I thought, okay, I'll get up and I'll do Shanti's insanity. But I tell you, I found every excuse possible not to work out. And this is from a girl who loved doing the fanny lifter on the firm or, you know, turbo fire with Shalene. I hated it. I hated working out then. So you have to find something that you're going to enjoy. You might not like working out, but it should be something that you feel good about yourself after you've completed the workout.
And there's so many. It's 2018, beginning of 2018. It's so cool that whether you're going to a gym or maybe you work out at the Y or you're working out a little bit at home and at the gym, there's so many choices for ways to work out, places to work out, and then, for lack of a better way of saying it, you know, kinds of workouts, right? I mean, there's CrossFit, there's yoga, there's Pilates, there's bar fitness, there's kickboxing, there's things that are more like, I would say UFC, MMA type workouts, right? There's just boxing workouts. Fitness has become more hybrid. I love that people aren't calling themselves necessarily, I'm one thing, like I do kickboxing. They tend to say, I do a little bit of this, I do a little bit of that. This is what I've found, this is what I like. And it can be a mix and match. And it's really, I think, made it, I don't know, it's becoming a little bit more mainstream, this idea of, hey, you know, there's like a menu of fitness opportunity out there to choose from and find what you like. And it's okay if you see, remember when Zumba became big? Everybody was like, oh my God, Zumba's crazy. And if a woman said to you, particularly on the female side, you haven't tried Zumba yet? It was as if you had antlers growing out of your head. I have no desire to try Zumba, but I know a bunch of women that have had their lives changed by it. I am the most uncoordinated person on the planet. So back to what you said, you really have to find something that appeals to you and that once you try it, you love it, because otherwise you're not going to stick with it. So, you know, I think, again, the two of you have gotten involved with Beachbody. I'd love to hear two things from you as we segue into our conversation, our greater conversation. We're going to talk about diet here in a minute. But, you know, you shared how you both got interested in fitness, right, in working out. And it was P90X. And then you started, it sounds like you were exposed back in the infomercial days to Shalene and Turbo Fire, if you will. How did you end up, you know, going from, hey, this is an interest for both of us to, I mean, now this is your business. The two of you have gone into business together. How did you decide? I mean, you're also mother and daughter. Not many family members can work together effectively. At what point did you say, we really love this and now we want to do this as a business? I mean, again, I think the world of Beachbody, I think they have an incredible diversity of workouts for the folks that want to, you know, work out at home. I've been using them forever, so I can recommend it. How did that, you know, what drew you to that and to working together as a mother-daughter team?
Oh, I guess we've always been best friends. So that was easy for us to work together. But what drew us to it, what made up our mind was I went to a gastric bypass support meeting for somebody I knew. They asked me to go, and this person was considering having the surgery. And as I sat around that round table, they were talking about what they could eat after their surgery. And it just floored me that they really didn't know how to shop at a grocery store. Mm. So I came back home and I told Kaylee, I said, you know, we've been thinking about being a coach. I really think we have something to offer people. I know we don't know everything. We're not nutritionists. We're not trainers, but we can help people. We can help them learn how to pick out healthy stuff around the grocery store, because these people were thinking they could still eat
like chips and
fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Can I still have fried chicken and potato chips? And I'm like, well, sure, but you need to learn how to eat. So
yeah, where's the moderation? And, you know, like just you can think you're doing so good. Like the same person that she's talking about, they picked up peanut butter cups, like Reese's peanut butter cups, thinking that they were okay because they had a lot of protein compared to some of the other choices. And we were like, well, if you want protein, let's pick this instead. Let's do some peanut butter toast or something like that. And so just we saw we can make simple changes.
And it was something we were both passionate about. We loved reading books and sharing with each other different diets, different ways to eat that wasn't extreme. And this was just something we both loved and thought we could do together. So that's how we got started in it.
It was helpful because it was like my senior year of college too. So it gave me something, you know, a new outlook on what I could do.
I hadn't just started teaching. I was teaching at the time and I was ready to quit, but my husband at the time and I had just filed bankruptcy. So there was no way I could just quit. So I was looking for another way to make some money along with teaching. And we finally just decided to kick this into high gear and make it our business so I could quit teaching because the job had gotten so stressful.
Yeah.
We were able to do that and pay off our debt and pay for her wedding. So we were two girls on a mission once we made up our mind.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, I mean, there's several points here. I want to call attention to the fact that the reason that you chose to do what you did, I mean, it's great that you already had a really good relationship from, you know, the family perspective, but the fact that the reason you chose to do this is you wanted to help people. I'm always turned off by people that say, oh, well, I want to get into this business, you know, especially folks that get into any kind of direct sales business, which I feel very strongly about, it is a great opportunity. I mean, it's a $1 billion industry and it's legitimate. I can't stand it when people make sweeping generalizations about direct sales or they call it MLM or whatever. It's like, look, this is a $1 billion industry. And if there are products and it's, you know, a company as well, that's a member of the direct sales organization. I believe that's what it's called. Direct selling, maybe DS association. You know, this is a monitored group and look into something before you start making claims about it. So I think it's awesome why you chose to go into it versus, you know, some people go, well, I've heard my friend makes, you know, $8 million a month. And so I'm going to do it. And then that's the only reason that they're going into it. So I love that that's why you chose this is because you were passionate about helping people. I certainly think that's a good segue for us to start talking because I want to start talking about food and nutrition and what's out there. But as well, just for everybody listening, you know, you talked about stress and you'd been dealing with some financial issues and bankruptcy in your family. And a big part of what we're going to be talking about this year and beyond, I've already talked about this in several shows, is really the importance. Certainly people know we should decrease stress, but it is really, really it should be a huge priority for all of us. And one of the things that I think can be the two biggest factors that affect our level of stress in most of our lives is going to be our financial situation and or our work situation. And so I think it's great to just highlight the fact that these two ladies, I strongly recommend people look at their work environment. And if you're not loving what you do, not many people love their jobs, consider other options or consider supplemental options. You know, a big part of what we're going to be going live with this year, interviewing successful women that have pursued something, whether it's in your case, working with Beachbody. In other cases, some women have found, you know, written a book or created their own products and started their own business. But when you switch from working for the man to working for yourself or maybe supplementing your income, that's going to have a dramatic decrease in your stress. I'm guessing it sounds like it already did for the two of you. And that's why I'm highlighting what you said, because perhaps we could have both of you on that show where I'm going to be interviewing women who have really successfully transitioned into pursuing their passion and are doing well, making, you know, good money. Some of them are making extraordinary money. Doesn't always have to be that you're making millions a month, but you could be loving what you're doing. And that's going to have an impact on your health. It's also going to have an impact on your waistline and your fitness. So I just also want to call attention to that and certainly invite you guys back to be on that show, because I think that would be a good interview as well, if you're interested. Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our FitFluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. Let's segue into what I said before, which is nutrition. You mentioned that you were in a support group for somebody who had gone through gastric bypass surgery. And I have known two or three people that have gone through that as well. And I do think it is more, I think those of us that work and live, eat, and breathe in the fitness space, we're surrounded by fitness people, for lack of a better way of saying it, right? We're surrounded by trainers and we consume fitness on social media. And so we're familiar with things like you need to eat protein and what quote unquote carbs are good for you or better for you and what helps you get energy and how to eat. But your average consumer who probably needs to lose 20, 40, 50, 75, 100 pounds, they have no idea where to start. And I'm curious, well, here's my first question to you on the nutrition side of things. When you have clients that come to you, they find your blog, maybe they come to you because of you're a Beachbody coach, however they're coming to you and that you're working with them on losing weight, what typically do you see are some common mistakes most people are making because they don't know any better in the way that they eat or in the way that they're eating to lose weight? What are the biggest mistakes that you typically see?
So it's funny that, you know, you mentioned it and phrased it that way because we actually did a survey and people came back from our email list and said, I just don't know what to eat anymore because there's so many different diets. Mm. But from what we found, most people are either eating processed foods or they are just not eating enough. Like, so they'll eat, you know, a bunch of Cheez-Its and not know because they're low calorie or they're low fat, or, you know, they'll see that, you know, it's low carb and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're fueling your body, you know, in the best way that you could.
Yeah. I remember, I won't mention any kind of diet fads, but I'm sure you remember the day when you could eat the block of cheese and the pound of bacon. And people, I think, still had that idea that as long as they're losing weight, they're going to be healthy. And so I think we're teaching them that you need a balanced, I had to learn that you had to eat a balanced diet, get, you know, the proper grains, the proper proteins, the proper fruit into your system and all the right portions.
Yeah. Portions are huge. I had a hard time giving up counting calories for a long time and figuring out, which we have kind of learned from Toscarino and the Eat Clean Diet and Joy Bauer, you know, just to really focus on eating, you know, good whole foods and getting in the right portion size instead of having to, you know, just really obsess about what you're eating and everything that was going in your mouth.
You know, obsession is an appropriate word. And I use myself as an example on the podcast and just on my own channels, because I have so many women that write to me personally. I know the people that write into FitFluential, the questions that we get. And I certainly know I'm a pretty good representation of a typical consumer out there who has, you know, sometimes obsessive tendencies when it comes to diet or exercise or just, you know, the pursuit of improved wellness or improved fitness. It's very easy to get from being focused to becoming obsessive. And whether that's counting calories, watching your portions, or clean eating, it can be, sadly, easy to slip over into an unreasonable line of thinking. And one of the things I'm committed to focusing on the podcast, as well as on our FitFluential platforms, is kind of just getting this message out to people to like relax. And I think too many folks that are just getting started still have this misconception or a misunderstanding, I love that word, that it needs, everything has to be perfect, that they have to be perfectly clean, and that, you know, they think getting fit and getting healthy, or somebody might stumble stumble on your blog and look at the two of you and these photos. I'm looking at them right now. You're so cute. You're adorable. You're in great shape. I think somebody on the outside, right? Somebody's just getting started will go, oh, they must eat, you know, plain baked potato and grilled chicken every single day. Life's too short. I want to be able to have my nachos. I want to be able to have a cheeseburger. I don't want to have to go to 4th of July picnic and not be able to have the potato salad. And they think they're never going to be able to eat anything fun again. They think they can never have a glass of wine. They think they're going to be at the gym 2 or 3 hours a day. They think in extremes. Do you run into that question a lot as well? And what do you say to people who are just getting started that think, oh, it's like I'm diving into the deep end and I'm never going to get out of this, you know, world of denial and extreme punishment with working out? How do you answer that question?
Oh, typically, we'll go ahead and share what we eat because a lot of the time it's not your chicken and broccoli kind of diet. Like we just follow a healthy balance. So like 80% of our day is healthy, good for us foods. And then 20% can be whatever we want. So if I want a glass of wine, I can have it. If we want a Snickers at the end of the day, we can have it. And we've done this for, I guess, 10 years now. So we're able to tell people that this has worked for us. And if they're willing to try it, they can see like 1 to 2 pounds come off. And we also focus on that, like what's a healthy pace to lose weight versus going extreme, getting off so many pounds, like some of these things will advertise. And then what happens in month two when, you know, you're burned out and you're tired. And so we kind of focus on that long term and being able to have everything in moderation.
Just taking notes. That's a really good point because I'd heard somebody say, one of the gals I follow on Instagram, and it's such a simple statement. I'm sure it's not accredited to her, but the slower you lose, typically the slower that you lose weight, the more sustainable that weight loss is versus kind of back to some of those diets that you mentioned, Kim, the faster you lose weight and the more extreme, you know, I mean, I've gone in college, I went on a cabbage soup diet that I saw. I think it was written by Dolly Parton. I mean, I remember, I mean, this is like, when was I in college? 20, 25 years ago? I don't know. But I remember seeing it in the drugstore line and it was like Dolly Parton's cabbage soup diet, lose 10 pounds in a week. And I'm like, sign me up. I'll do it. And my friend Wendy and I, we made cabbage soup and I think we lost weight. And of course, as is typical, we gained it all back and then some. It's not sustainable. And so that is a really great mindset to focus on, which is the long term. And I also love your answer. When you said, and I'm going to ask you this, I'm going to make another point from it. When you say you guys practice, you know, an 80-20 approach, which is very reasonable, you say you practice this every day. So every day what works for the two of you is you'll allow yourself 20% of it, or do you say 80-20 for the week? Like 5 days a week, maybe I stay on point with my diet and on the weekends I can have whatever I want. Or is it more like 80-20 every day? And that's what works for you is to be able to have treats every day as long as, you know, 80% of the day you're on point. Is that what works for you? Is that what you meant?
So we actually have done it both ways, but typically we are everyday kind of girls. Like, cause if we say we're going to be, you know, quote, perfect, like it just does not work. And then we'll end up eating a whole pizza on like Saturday. So we try to do it every day. The only exception is we'll have family birthday parties. Like every month, it seems like somebody has a birthday. Or we love going to wine events in Nashville. And if we know that we have one of those events coming up, we'll go ahead and say, all right, on Wednesday, we're going to, you know, we're going to like bank our 20% and save it for that Saturday when we go out or when we have family over. But typically it's every day. That way you aren't, you know, in like I've got to do it all or nothing. You can have a little bit of something every day.
Right. We've kind of accepted where we're happy. We know our happy place is not necessarily the fitness competitor's happy place. Mm. But we're okay not having the hardcore six-pack ab. We're happy being fit and healthy and having energy.
Yeah, you have to figure out where you want to be. We just didn't want to be like the girl that has to throw the pillow on their belly, like when you sit down on the couch because you got a roll hanging over. We wanted to feel good in our jeans.
Right.
And that was our goal. And that's kind of where we like to sit.
You know, it's so funny when you said that. My thought going to that, because I've learned a lot about how foods affect my, just like my physiology and foods that make me bloated. So when you said sitting down with a pillow, I just thought, oh, you're talking about girls that eat really bad diet food and they're bloated instead of But I guess that could be the same kind of muffin top, right? Just from a different reason. Okay. The reason that I brought this up and the reason that I asked you is, again, this goes back to what I want folks to take away from this show, which is it's really important for the newbies to realize, as well as seasoned, you know, fitness professionals and fitness freaks like me. You know, I'm not a nutritionist or a trainer, although I am getting my certification this year. But, you know, it's important for everybody to know that you truly, you've got to find what works for you. So while this 80-20 approach, and I know, like, for example, my sister would always say that, and a lot of people would say, a lot of people that I know would do the, I'm really strict Monday through Friday on my diet approach. And then I let myself have whatever I want on the weekends. That's what works for them. That's what works for their mindset and their preferences. And they figured that out. It doesn't mean that that's better. And what works for the two of you is having a little bit of something every day. There's people like me where if I give myself treats every day, I just, my trainer calls me a little bit of an extreme personality. You give me an inch, I'll take a mile. So if I let myself have those, I tend to have more of a cheat meal. And then, I have healthier, like my protein zucchini bread is, it hits my sweet tooth. My coffee is my sweet tooth, but I found what works for me. It doesn't mean that that's the only right way to eat. And so this is why I wanted to ask you, like, it sounds like you figured out two things, what works for you, what's sustainable. As well, you brought up a really great point. And sadly, I'm looking at my clock. We're getting close to our time, but I know what I'm going to ask you in closing. But the other point you made is really, really good. And that is figuring out what your individual goals are. You mentioned, hey, I'm not looking to be, you know, a bikini competitor at, you know, 8% body fat. And for a lot of people listening, just know the women that you see typically on the covers of fitness magazines, the more mainstream fitness magazines, like a Shape or a Fitness magazine, a lot of those are airbrushed, right? We all know that. Yeah. But the folks that are typically on the cover of the more like a Muscle and Fitness Hers or an Oxygen magazine, most often your typical consumer doesn't know those people are about 4 weeks out from competition, or they're in shape to be able to go on stage. And that's a very unsustainable body fat percentage. They have been extremely dedicated and trained to look that way. And the reason I'm bringing this up is it's really frustrating because they don't really point that out. So you're reading those magazines thinking, oh, if I eat baked potatoes and grilled chicken and I work out at the gym this way or do Beachbody and do this, this, and this, I'm going to look that shredded. No, you won't. And that's really not necessarily the way most of those women that are on the cover of those magazines look throughout the year. So knowledge is power, and saying, being able to know just what you said, if that's how you want to look, no, you know, more power to you, mad respect. Just know that's a much more extreme way that you will have to work out and that you will have to diet. You'll probably have a lot less wine and brownies than most of us want to do. And by the way, you also gave me another reason that I like you guys, because you talked about wine festivals in Nashville. So we might have to compare notes about that later. But because we're getting close to our time, sadly, at the end of this intro show, and we definitely want to have you back on the show, I thought we would close what would be a good, you know, way to wrap up. Number one, I'd like to ask both of you to give maybe 2 to 3 tips for newbies, people that are just getting started. Maybe they've made their New Year's resolution and they haven't been losing weight. And, you know, what have you found works with clients that come to you that, you know, they come to you for coaching? What would be your 2 to 3 starter tips as, and it can be around food, it can be around working out, that can really help somebody just take a few steps forward, you know, this week, whether it's like, hey, focus on drinking more water, or, hey, focus on tracking your calories. What are things that you guys have found? And they can overlap. That's totally fine. Your tips for newbies. And then when you're finished with that, tell folks where they can find you online, what your website URL is. And of course, we'll link this up in the show notes as well.
All right. One tip I have, and it's helped me over the last year and a half, get rid of the scale. Put the scale away.
Amen.
I have not really looked at my weight. I accidentally saw it at the doctor's office. And without looking at a scale for a year, I lost 10 pounds. That's how much it can control you and affect your attitude. And it's not an indicator of how hard you're working at all. Just put it up. If you have to have a measurement, then get a tape measure out and measure your body. But put the scale away. The other tip I have is to love the skin you're in now and to dress appropriately for where you are so that you feel pretty every single day. If you feel bad about yourself, then you're just going to keep feeding that, whether it's with food or a bad attitude. Mm. So feel pretty every day.
So mine aren't going to match up to hers, but the first one that I have, which I totally agree with both of hers, the first one is to really, I always try to ask, like, what's realistic for you workout-wise? Like, you know, don't pick a workout that you're actually going to hate or that's 60 minutes when really you need something that's 30 minutes. Let's find a plan that works for you and create a plan. So that way you're not just going into Monday going, well, I'm going to try to eat better today. Like, you know what you're going to do. It'll give you confidence and power versus, like, freaking out and, like, worrying and trying to stack up to something that's not realistic. And then number two would be find somebody that you can, you know, hold yourself accountable with. I mean, it was, you know, God gave me the best mom, you know, for this. And, you know, I got a fit friend out of it. But she can really, like, pull me back in when I get too obsessive. And then she can also get me back on track after a vacation or something. So find that person that can help you, whether it's a trainer or a coach or a friend. But just having somebody to hold you accountable and keep you encouraged is a huge help.
So where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us. So we have a blog called storyfitness.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram. You can find us under Story Fitness or Kim and Kaylee.
Awesome. I loved the points. We'll, of course, link this up in the notes. And as everybody listening knows, we'll link up to their Instagram and Facebook and to storyfitness.com. That is spelled with one R, by the way, S-O-R-E-Y. We'll link that up in the show notes. But I loved your points and love that you brought up get rid of the scale. Accountability, we talk about that a lot on the show. I certainly know that for me, that's been key. Even just the accountability of putting something up on my Instagram story and saying, hey, it's 5 o'clock, you guys. I don't feel like working out, but I'm going to do it. I just automatically feel like my mini world online is like sitting around waiting to see me check in afterwards and go, I did it. You know, so the accountability thing cannot be disputed. It definitely works. But what a great show. The two of you are, you know, you're just awesome. I encourage everybody, go check out their site. They're just adorable. And again, I think the world of, you know, the Beachbody programs, I've been using them for years and years and years. So looks like if you're on their blog as well, there's just a ton of great resources and some free stuff there. So definitely check them out. Ladies, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. I think this was fantastic. I'll follow up with you to have you on the other show where we can talk about the fact that, you know, you took your passion, turned it into a business, and this is, you know, how you're earning your living. A lot of people would love to learn about that. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions in particular that we can pass on for Kim and Kaylee, you can email us podcast@fitfluential.com. If you have somebody that you would like to recommend we interview on the show, you can also email us at that same email address, podcast@fitfluential.com. And until next time, we encourage you to find your own way of fitness, find something you can enjoy, and we will see you here on Fitfluential Radio next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.